Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Andy Collinsworth from Sonoma State University. Really pleased to be able to hear your performance today at the CMEA Band and Orchestra Festival here in Weill Hall. See where I start? I'm starting to talk. You guys look great up there. I'm going to be making some comments, some observations during your performance that I hope will help you.
Overture for Winds by Charles Carter, Lullaby for Noah by Joseph Turin, and Cajun Folk Songs by Frank Tichelli. Please welcome again Hopkins Junior High School Wind Ensemble and Gregory Conway.
Okay. Looks like you have a really terrific program of repertoire this morning. Isn't this a beautiful setting in here? Sunshiny day. Here we go with Charles Carter. You have to go to the quarter note. you started that last chord there, but then I would crescendo through towards the release of the note. Okay, on the timpani, consider when you do that, to get more snap in the wrists. And to do that, you want to place the thumb up on top. So don't have the palms turned down like you do for matched grip on snare drum, but rather use what's called the French grip, where you have the thumbs up on top. And then definitely keep the third, fourth, and fifth fingers wrapped around the stick so that you have more control. It's kind of like if you were going to cast a fishing rod. That's kind of the movement with snapping the wrist, right? If you kind of think of that motion. Or like using a hammer to drive a nail into a board. It's that kind of motion that's needed there. Overall, the tone quality of the group is really good. I think you're very sensitive to pitch. There's some minor pitch issues in there, but you can really tell that you're listening actively and you're making adjustments. It's really hard playing in a brand new space like this, especially for percussion, as I mentioned earlier. So you just have to really make quick adjustments. You're listening. Okay, this is Lullaby for Noah. Piccolo sound, bravo. Okay, very nice. Nice job, clarinets. Beautiful cut mute, sonorities there, brass, bravo. Continue to blossom. I thought a piccolo, both times were great. I think this statement here was better than the first. The intonation was a little bit more aligned with that, the harmonies there. Bravo. I love how you're interpreting the quintuplet. Really good balance on the last chord. Yeah, that's that ending is a challenge for the best of you know, high school and college ensembles there to get the gentle release of the air and then have it set again. You could maybe take just a little bit more time on the Luft pauses. Those are the commas at the end between the last three measures, the last three chords. I just have to keep the embouchure set, air behind the tongue, and then that softer consonant. So think about that for a second. We mentioned there's about four articulation consonants. Ta-ta, da-da, na-na, la-la. Right? And if you take your tip of your tongue and you feel what's called the alveolar ridge, that's where the soft and hard palates meet inside the mouth. That's sort of the spot where every instrument articulates. Right, certainly for flutes and for brass instruments, we articulate there. For us saxophone and clarinet players, if we can somehow tongue through the reed and mouthpiece, that's about where our tongue touches also. So in your next stage of your development, then you're thinking about increasing your vocabulary of articulation styles. And the softer end would really help that note just sort of appear rather than being percussive. Okay, Cajun folk songs. Beautiful sound. Wow. Gorgeous sound, saxophone. Okay, be careful, clarinets here. Now the pitch, the harmonic intonation has to be a little bit lower to sound in tune. Clarinets are sharp to the saxophone. Okay, and then here, guys, when it comes to deciding how you're gonna tune, the saxophone, in this case, because they're sitting behind the clarinets, the saxophone is the boss of intonation. So clarinets, you have to adjust. Sound here.
the corners of the embouchure into a more rounded position on all of the saxophones. Sax is on the last note, which you could actually do to kind of help further the release is just lift the teeth slightly off of the mouthpiece and keep the lips very round, and that will help you control a very soft, sort of a, like an evaporating gesture. Sustained tones have to be way inside the melody. Of course, the melody, we want that to bring it out, so it's a balance is always a compromise. Okay, so far so good with the matching, the intonation center on the all of these entrances on concert F. Whoops, okay, there's a little bit of a bouquet there. This, guys, this is probably where on the accents we need to have the T, if you will, right? That a little bit heavier, and then the non-accent notes a smoother consonant like the D or the N, right? So some of the moving melodic and harmonic lines. This is a very minor balance issue, but something to be aware of. Again, that's, you know, very challenging for any group playing this piece to get that rhythmic alignment of those eighth notes with the varied entrances, horns, and saxophones at 121. We need more of that rip note there, horns. If you're not doing so right now, that'd be a great place to have the bell up, just to give every possibility of having that sound project. Okay, hey, a lot of great teaching happening here. Great music making. Overall, really loved your sensitivity of playing. Pretty decent pitch center throughout. Certainly very advanced pitch center for a middle school ensemble. The literature playing is at a high school level. So, you know, this group is really just doing an amazing work. So thank your teacher, Mr. Conway, for all of his dedicated efforts in preparing you. Congratulations to all of you, and I wish you all the best of luck for the rest of the school year. Thanks again for performing today.